It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of a mother's faith, and this is part two. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I am Uriah St. Gies. Now, if you joined me for part one, you'll remember me telling a story of how, as a child, I witnessed my mom pray for a situation, and immediately after she got up on her knees and did something about it, God answered in a very powerful way. And so for me as a child, that told me that the stories in the Bible were not just fictional things that were made up, like some of the nursery rhymes and the fairy tales that I would read in books. It told me that God was not fictional. He wasn't made make-believe. He wasn't made up, but he was real, because I saw with my own eyes God answer prayer immediately. And that was very powerful and stayed with me. Now, in this episode, I'm going to share with you how I myself, as a child, put this into practice. One day, my dad gave me the car keys, and he said to me, go and make sure that I've locked the car. Now, the car was parked on a street, wasn't in a driveway or in a garage. It was parked out on the street. So he wasn't sure whether he had locked it or not. And this was a Ford Cortina Mark II. Some of you may know this car, station wagon. And one of these days, it's my dream to get one of these cars and maybe rebuild it so I can drive it like my dad. But that's another story. So as a kid, I'm about 10 years old, and my dad gives me these keys. And, you know, you want to please your dad. So I'm running out the door to see if the car was locked. And if it wasn't locked, that I was supposed to lock it. But there was a problem. Right next to where my dad's car was parked, there was this big angry dog that was just barking away, barking ferociously. And, you know, I understand the reason why people in other parts of the world get their dogs neutered, because, you know, when they're not neutered, they can be very aggressive. They are by nature territorial. And because my dad's car was parked next to the house where this dog lived, for some reason it was out on the street and it was very angry. Not sure what it was. Maybe it was barking at some other dog that was invading its territory. And it was right next to the driver's door where I was supposed to go in and lock the door. So there was no way, as a little kid, skinny with skinny legs, I'm like, there's not enough meat on those bones to make a good lunch for that dog. And there's no way I'm going close to that dog. But neither could I go back and tell my dad I couldn't do it because there was this dog, because he would yell at me and, you know, I would get in trouble. So I'm just in a catch-22 situation. If I do it, I'll get in trouble. If I don't do it, I get in trouble. So what do I do? What have you been taught? God answers prayers. God works miracles. So right there, and I remember hearing a story. There was this Christian radio station I would listen to, and there was this these songs by these kids, and there was a character called Salty. Salty was a songbook, and he was a character, and he would teach the kids songs, and they would sing songs about Jesus and about Bible characters. And I remember there was a story about prayer, a song about prayer. And in this song, this little boy had lost his baseball, and he looked everywhere through the weeds and he couldn't find his baseball. And he bowed his head and he prayed. And as soon as he finished praying and opened his eyes, he said, there was my baseball right at my feet. And I remember this song as a kid. And I'm like, at that time, I'm in a situation. I didn't lose my baseball, but I was in a situation, if I move forward, I could be bitten by a dog. Or if I went backwards, I could be yelled at by my dad. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put this to a test. I'm going to see whether or not all of this stuff is true, or whether it's just fake and make-believe. And so what I did, I bowed my head right there at that spot, and I prayed to God, and I said, God, please send this dog away so that I can go and make sure that I did what my dad had asked me to do. And I said, I closed my prayer by, as I always did and I always do today, in Jesus' name, amen. And I kid you not, as soon as I said amen and I opened my eyes, I heard this dog. This dog was barking. And as soon as I said amen, the sound went like this. And I looked, and the dog turned around, went up the road, stopped barking, went up the road and around the corner, and disappeared. And I was in such shock. I quickly caught myself, and I ran to the car quickly, locked the door, made sure it was locked, and ran back to the house. And just like my mom had done in the first story, I didn't just run away and just forget about the whole thing. I stopped at the very same spot that I prayed, and I thanked God for answering the prayer. And there was such a feeling of relief, not just because I didn't get bitten and I was able to satisfy my dad's request and not get in trouble with him, but just to know amazingly as a little 10-year-old that I couldn't believe that God actually heard me and he answered my prayer. There's nothing that is too small or even too big for God. When you turn to him, there are millions and billions of people in this world, but he hears you and he listens to you and he answers your prayer. That to me was a big miracle for a 10-year-old. And that taught me that God was real. He answers prayers and he works miracles. And if you stick around for part three, I will share with you another story that happened to me when I was an adult and how I trusted God and how he worked a miracle for me without me even asking. Stay tuned. Have a great day and God bless you. See you next time.